بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. First of all, my salam to everyone. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah bless you all on this beautiful day. And alhamdulillah, the weather is beautiful as well. We don't usually see this beautiful weather in Glasgow. So we're blessed, alhamdulillah, today that we get this weather. With this, when we look at this weather, what do we tend to see? You see everyone in a nice mood. You see everyone being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His mercy and His bounties and His rahmah upon us and upon the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's many things in life which we can take khushu' from, happiness from, sukoon. When we say sukoon, what do you mean? Sukoon of the heart, the contentment of the heart, the happiness of the heart. There's many things Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in place for us to seek that happiness. But there's something specific I want to inshallah talk about today, and that is khushu' in salah. Happiness in salah. How to attain the true benefits from your salah. And what is the reason why we perform our salah, our prayers. It's not just that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray. There's a reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray. It does not benefit Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but rather it benefits us. And if we look at the benefits that it gives us and how to achieve those benefits, then inshallah we will find peace and happiness after we pray our salah, inshallah. This is what the maqsad of the salah and prayer is. The Quranic ayat I just repeated right now, I recited right now, and this specific part in this, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Over here in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing who is a muttaqeen, who is a person who's got taqwa, who is that person. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives description of a muttaqi, a person who is God-fearing. A person who knows that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. So who are these people? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah gives the description of a muttaqi. He says the first thing, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ. Those people who believe. So that's the first description that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given for a muttaqi. Those people who believe. That's the first thing. If you want your a'mal, if you want your good deeds to be counted, the first and foremost thing that a Muslim needs to have is iman. Iman in what? Iman in Allah. Iman that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching you. And every single good deed you do, that you believe that this will take me to Jannah. Iman in believing in Jannah and Jahannam. So that's the first thing if you want to be a muttaqi is believe. The second thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to, He could have mentioned many, many other things. He could have mentioned Hajj. He could have mentioned the Sawm, fasting. He could have mentioned Zakat. He could have mentioned manners, how to have good manners with other people. But no, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala straight on went to describe the second thing, that the most important thing that a Muslim needs for him to be a muttaqi, regarded as someone who is God-fearing, someone who is religious, and that is وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. And that person who establishes prayer, who qaims his salah. So over here from this we learn, the mufassireen, they say from this ayah, we learn that salah is the second most important thing for us in Islam. First is iman, believing. Because if you don't believe, then your salah does not count. And if you don't believe, then what's the point in you praying? So first most important thing, And we should all do shukr upon this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with iman. And may Allah protect our iman and the iman of the future generations to come, inshaAllah. And may Allah protect us from the fitnas that are outside. So that's the first thing, is iman. And the second thing, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says is, وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Establish prayer. Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, establish prayer, meaning pray your namaz, pray your salah, over here from this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us, don't just pray, but pray with a few things. Number one, pray with punctuality, meaning pray in the right times. Do not pray your namaz in qadha time. Do not pray in makruh time. Pray in the times that have been set for you. Whenever fajr is, make sure that you pray your fajr when the time starts until the time ends. Do not pray your fajr afterwards. When zuhr starts, from the time zuhr starts until the time zuhr ends, pray in that time. So that's the first most thing, is pray in the time. The second thing, make sure that you're pure, your clothes are packed, clean. Make sure that you have done your wudu, you have cleaned yourself. If you need a shower, make sure you have a shower. So make sure your purity, and your purity is there for you to pray. The third thing, make sure that the place that you're praying on is clean. And the fourth most thing is what you're wearing. Again, this goes back to purity. What you're wearing is clean. So these are the conditions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala attaches to وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ. Pray your prayers. Establish your prayers. Meaning with timings, with concentration, with purity, and with the right place and mindset. So there's some conditions attached to this. So I don't have that much time, inshallah, to go into more details into this ayah. But I'll go on to how to achieve the khushu' and sukoon in our salah, in our prayers. But before that, we need to look at why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to pray and has ordered us, has made it farz on us, has established prayer on us to pray five times a day. As we know, the story of how namaz was established, when our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on the night of Mi'raj to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Arsh, and the first day was 50 prayers, then it came down with Musa alayhi salam's advice to our Prophet, and it came down all the way to 5 prayers. Now the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established prayer for us is for us to benefit from this, for our sickness. When we pray, this saves us from a lot of sickness that we find in other people. Maybe back pain, maybe leg pains, and pains in your joints. The scientists and the when you look at the medical reports and stuff like this, it shows that people who pray have less of these problems than people who don't. So it's scientifically been proven as well. So this is better for your health. So it's something that you should do. And the most important thing is good for your body also. This is very, very important for your spirituality as well. For your ruh, to get sukoon from this. To know that there's a creator that you're worshipping and you're praying. When we put our sajda, when we put our forehead on the ground, we humble ourselves in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why when you put your head in front of, na'udhu billah, someone else, that's the biggest, the highest rank of shirk that you can commit. The highest level of kufr that you can do. So that's why we only bow down and we only prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we prostrate and do sajda, what do we show? Our humbleness, that Allah is our creator, He is the king, He is the malik, and we are just nobody. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us, is the humbleness. No ego in our hearts. And spirituality, I can go into that in many details, but all I'll say, this is very, very good for our spirituality as well, for our ruh. Now, how do we attain the full benefits? The main topic of this whole thing that I wanted to discuss. How do we get happiness in our namaz? And how do we achieve that? And how do we achieve sukoon in our hearts from prayers? Number one, when we are praying, make sure that you pray with concentration. When we are praying, pray with concentration. There's a joke that a few days ago someone told me. I'm sure that many of you can get a lesson from this as well, learn a lesson. And that is, Imam was praying his Isha Jamaat, and he ended the namaz on the third rakat, and he done namaz and he left one rakat out. And then there was a dispute and an argument afterwards that the Imam only done three rakats, and some were saying no, he done four rakats. But there was one person in the corner, he was not speaking. And when he was asked, what do you think, did the imam pray four rakats or three rakats? He replied back saying, I know exactly how much he prayed. He prayed three rakats. And everyone asked him, how can you be so certain? And he said, because in my namaz, I have four shops. And in every rakat, I do calculations of every shop. So I've only done calculation of three shops, and the one shop calculation is still remaining. So from this we learn that this is the generation of our Islam right now. First myself and then everyone else. This is what we do. We do not concentrate in our namaz, and we let shaitan tend to mislead us in our prayer and not get that full the khushu and the happiness in our namaz. So there's a lesson to learn from this. And how do we keep our concentration in namaz? Once we keep our concentration in namaz, then you have achieved your khushu, the full benefits. But for us to achieve this concentration, there's four ways to achieve this. Number one, when we're praying, make sure that you know in your heart and your mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. When we pray, before we say Allahu Akbar, we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me right now, and I'm praying in front of Him and He's watching me. Then I promise you, inshallah, most of the namaz, you will not be misguided and you will not think about anything else. If you keep that in your mind, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Simple. That Allah is watching me. Train your mind to know that Allah is watching me. Once you have trained your mind, then you will not think about anything else but your prayer. Number two, learn the meaning of namaz. What you recite in your namaz and your salah, learn the meaning of what you recite. What does Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen mean? What does Subhanakallahumma mean? What does Allahu Akbar mean? What does Subhana Rabbiyal A'zim mean? If you learn the meaning of these namaz and then you think about it, then you will not be, your concentration level will not be taken away. Rather, you'll be concentrating on your namaz, on your salah. If we think about the translation while we're reciting our salah. So think about the number one, think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Number two, that think about the meaning of the recitation that we're reading. If for those brothers who do not know the meaning, I advise you strongly, learn the meaning of the namaz at least, and the small surahs that we recite. This will inshallah help you and gain the full khushu' and the happiness and the contentment from namaz. Number three, pray your namaz as if it's your last namaz. Meaning pray your salah like if you're not going to pray the next salah. Our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say that once I do salam to one side, I don't know if I will live to do salam to the other side. That's just, look how short that time span is. 1 second or 2 seconds at the most. When we say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and then our Prophet says that I do not think, I'm not sure that I will be able to live until I do the next salah. So if our Prophet was like this, then who are we to guarantee that we will pray our next namaz? Who are we to guarantee ourselves that we will be alive until Fajr time tomorrow, or tomorrow this time Zuhr? We won't be guaranteed. So make sure you pray your namaz as if it's your last namaz. We do not know when we're going to pass away. We do not know what's around the corner from us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran as well that your mouth, your death is as closest to you as the blink of an eye. That's how close death is for you. So we do not know when we're going to live. So pray your namaz as if it's your last, and then you will see the full happiness that you receive from that namaz, because your concentration level will be at the most high. You'll know to yourself that this is my last namaz. I'm going to read it with the most utter concentration, and I will read it with every single letter properly. I will make sure I read it slow. And that comes to my final point and how to achieve the full benefits is read your salah with time. Take your time. First myself and then all of us, what do we tend to do nowadays? We rush our namaz as if it's... I mentioned at the start that namaz is like exercise, but not exercise like what we do in school. Jump up and down, up and down, up and down. That's not how it's done. Take your time, and when you're praying your salah, when you take your time, then shaitan will not mislead you or misguide you. Shaitan is misleading us and misguiding us because we're reading fast. Because our concentration level is not there, so then shaitan can easily mislead us and make us think about, as that person was thinking about his shops. One of us can be thinking about our taxi. The other person could be thinking about the next client that he has. So let's not think about our worldly matters and namaz. My own missus, my wife, she tells me as well, when I forget something and if I want to remember, I pray, and in my prayer I remember, because I start thinking in my prayer and I remember where I left something. So that's our concentration level right now, my brothers. So inshallah, for us to increase our concentration, then work on those four things. I'll just go very quickly again for the brothers that have come in. Number one, make sure that you put the mindset that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching me. Number two, learn the meaning of your salah. Every single thing that you recite, make sure you learn the meaning. Number three, it's read your salah as if it's your last salah. You're not going to live until Asr from now. Think about it like that, and inshallah you'll read that properly. And finally, read your salah slowly. Take your time with it. Between two sajdas, make sure you sit for a while. Think what you're doing going into sajda, and then go back into sajda. So inshallah, if you follow those four things, our concentration level will rise in namaz. And once our concentration has been fixed, then you will see that inshallah, with the mercy of Allah, we will see the full benefits and the happiness and the khushu and in our hearts, and we'll be content with our namaz inshallah. Inshallah, those four things are repeated right now, at least for this salah, for Salatul Jum'ah. Let's all try to focus on this just for today inshallah. Jazakallah khairan. We'll pray our sunans now, and after sunans will be khutbah and jamaat inshallah. Jazakallah. Subhanakallahumma bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.